Yo.
Welcome back to the Night Shift, everybody. It's Wednesday. You know what that means? It means you're here to hang out with us. And Thickest Dickus over here. That might be the best name in the chat.
I got it.
Might be the best name in the chat. Oh. End Time Ninja's getting ready to rip it. Anyways, welcome back. Hope everybody's had a good couple weeks since the last time we were here. It's Hollow time. Me and Kyle did some traveling. Not together, opposite ends of the country, actually. But it was a good time.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, shout out to my little brother and his new wife, Taylor. They got married this past week.
Yeah.
Congratulations to them.
Congrats, Dilmo.
He's usually on here, but I think they are out in Idaho around the Tetons enjoying their little getaway. I tried to do the 950-mile drive in one swath on the way out there, but I ended up not being able to cut it. I was driving in the plains of South Dakota at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and there was literally no cars on the interstate going either way. It was weird. It gave you that pre-abduction vibe.
Yeah, it happens.
And the time changed, so I don't know if I got abducted. I don't know. But
speaking of pre-abduction, wait till you hear my next abducting scientist episode. That's a little fucking crazy.
You've been sending it to me. Well, not sending it to me, but sending me little teasers, and I'm here for it.
It's going to be ridiculous. It's good. It's good. And yes, I did get sun. I've not only been in Florida, but I also work outside. So it's just sun, 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 sun.
Me, I have my little ring light on to make myself look extra pale. Hopefully to bring out the bags underneath my eyes.
My ring light's on and that just makes me look extra red. Even though I'm not sunburned at all. Although while I was in Florida, my leg and foot got roasted.
Burton, they were out in Hermosa, just south of Rapid City or somewhere out there. I don't know.
Bruh, we are kind of in the works with maybe getting Ashton on the show. He said he'd be down for it. It's just a matter of scheduling. I know he's got a lot going on. Hanging out with a lot bigger fish than us.
Yeah. Yeah. My schedule is kind of crazy right now. Like, for example, I just worked 2 12-hour midnight shifts the last two nights. I go in tomorrow and work an 8-hour day shift, and then the next night I go back to 12-hour nights. So, yeah, it kind of is just stupid, is what it boils down to.
That's life.
So, scheduling stuff as of right now, since we're so shorthanded, is not being easy. But we're trying our best.
It is life. Our best.
My job is, I work at a metallurgical coke plant. So for those that are curious, it's where we superheat coal into coke to power blast furnaces for the steel industry.
Pain.
Yeah. It's lame. It's what it is. Oh, there, little brothers in the chat. Haven't seen Bigfoot yet.
You better find him.
Bring him back.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time out there. It was beautiful. Saw a bunch of bison, which are gigantic and just don't give a shit about anything. So that's cool. What else? Anything weird? I did have one weird thing happen while I was out there. I forgot about it until just thinking about it now, I guess. Anyways, I was outside. It was probably 11:30 at night, and I was kind of just like, we had our little Airbnb. It was kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and super clear night. There's like relatively zero light pollution out there where we were compared to what it is here. And I was looking up at the moon, and there was this weird object, like not next to the moon. It was closer, but it was kind of like comparative in the sky to where the moon was. And it kind of looked like a jellyfish, for lack of a better explanation. But it was just kind of hanging there, and the rest of the sky was clear. So I kind of eliminated the fact that it was a cloud. I was like, well, maybe it was like a big swarm of bugs, but there aren't a whole lot of bugs out in South Dakota compared to here either. Then I'm like, well, maybe it's pollen, because the pollen was crazy. So I'm trying to eliminate all these things in my head. Super weird, though. My little sister's car is parked in the driveway. And as I'm looking at it, her car beeps like someone's locking it. So I look over and look at it. And then when I look back up, whatever this is in the sky is gone. So I was like, well, that's weird.
Yeah. That's weird. That's definitely weird. You probably got abducted. I hope so.
The fact that they brought me back has just solidified my violence toward them. They sealed me back.
When I was in Florida, everything weird happened. Good. I mean, and it wasn't anything paranormal per se, but it was all just asinine shit. Like right where I was staying, you could look out the window and about, I don't know, 100 yards away at most was the ocean. And that's the exact point where two shark attacks happened.
Yeah.
The day before I got there.
It's funny because my kids stayed like two blocks up the beach the week before when they went on vacation with their mom. They were right down the road from where you guys stayed. And the shark attack happened like directly in between them leaving and you landing.
Yeah. And then apparently a bear swam up on the beach in Florida.
Bear versus sharks.
Yeah. It was a black bear. Just came swimming out of the ocean, ran up on the beach, took off. And then you had tons and tons of sharks. And then you also had, and obviously it wasn't the same part of Florida, but they had a Russian submarine that was outside Florida. All types of just asinine shit going on down there. And now apparently the Miami has been hit with like 2 feet of rain.
Solid.
I wish it was a Sharknado.
Shark bear NATO. If you got to see a bear shark fight,
I feel awesome. Like
that's a once in a lifetime thing.
Yeah.
A bear shark fight.
And no, this is not a Grant style shirt. This is a better shirt.
A better style shirt. Infowars. Damn. I gotta
go and get you some of that.
Misfit shirt.
Go and get you some of that. And then I got stuck in the elevator and that sucked.
Also weird.
It actually freaked me out a little bit because we're on the 10th floor, which sucks. But we're there waiting to go down and elevator dings, but it's still going up. It's got one more floor to go up. And we're like, we'll just let it go. And the dude's like, no, just come on. You get on. It's only going to go up one more floor and then you go back down. And we're like, all right, fuck it, whatever. So we get on and then go to the next floor. He gets off and he's like, have a good night. And he walks away. And then instantly the outside doors closed. And then the inside doors would not close. And I'm like, did we just get got? This motherfucker just sabotaged the elevator. I'm like, this is really bizarre. You know, and then it starts freaking me out because the kids, they start panicking. It's getting hot as fuck in there because it's outside elevator. And you're like, this is cool. This is cool. And you never notice, right? You never notice because elevators are always moving. But when it's still like that, every little movement you make, it'll go and just start making noises. And you're like, cool. Suck-ass elevator. This is awesome. Long story short, they literally had to get the fucking fire department there to let us out of the elevator.
That tracks. I'm
like, this is awesome. This
that 100% awesome. Tracks.
And the kids just tried to absolutely just avoid the elevator at all costs. And I'm like, no, we're riding the elevator because I'm not walking 10 flights of stairs constantly.
Yeah. I would risk the elevator sabotage before I walked 10 flights of stairs.
Yeah, my daughter was mortified for a while, so I had to carry her down 10 flights of stairs, and that wasn't exactly
unlocked an irrational fear.
Yeah. I mean, it's understandable. I understand why they freaked out a little bit.
It does cross my mind whenever I get into an elevator. Like, it would suck getting stuck in here. But then it's kind of a fleeting thought.
Yeah, because it's usually over quick. You know, you just poop and you're off the elevator.
Yeah. I guess it's not one of my biggest irrational fears, since we're kind of talking about it, is like when I'm out dropping my keys down a storm drain, my car keys. I think about it all the time.
It is weird because I do clench my keys tighter if I'm walking over a storm drain.
I was
scared. I don't know what to call it, a fear, but
take extra precaution.
I have that phobia as well.
Yeah, I was thinking that right when I got into the Badlands, I stopped at the mandatory little prairie dog hut, whatever it is, where you get to feed the prairie dogs. And all I could think about, like, is me dropping my car keys and one of those little bastards pulling it down to the prairie dog hole. Totally ruined my experience. Yeah,
that's grounds for
fist fight. Ruined my experience.
Yeah, I feel that.
But that's kind of
why, right? Outside of that, though, it was a pretty decent time down there. Drive was really easy. Had no problems driving, which is always a plus.
I always love, like, that's a prime vacation spot for me. It's probably on the Panhandle right there in the Gulf. Anywhere you go down there, Navarre Beach, Gulf Breeze, Panama City, Pensacola, all those are pretty nice.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It was pretty decent. I wish I had more time to stay there longer, but yeah, it is what it is.
I was thinking that exact same thought. I'm looking at F in the chat for my work hours. That's a fucking fact. But on Kyle's note, I was thinking that the other day, like, there's so much stuff I could do with my time. I hate having my time dictated by a company that doesn't fucking matter. I hope they're watching right now.
That's just part of life.
Yeah, they're like, hey, you get 2 weeks to do what you want to do. Here you go. I'm not about that life. I'm about to just get it. But that's not what we're here for today. I just want to put that out there. Put that seed out there.
Yeah, work sucks.
Comment on our beards. Thanks. Mine's getting super gray. I don't ever notice it until you get this little skunk trail right here in the middle. Super gray. What else we got going on? I did see the people that were stuck on that ride upside down for like a half an hour. Did you see that shit?
No, and I'm one good. One of
those sus ass rides that like spin you around as you're spinning it, like turns you directly upside That's down. Dumb. And then it just stopped. I said, nah.
Spinny rides are the worst. Yeah,
you're going to throw up and then you're going to die.
I'm not even much about rides anymore. I just don't find enjoyment in them like I used to. But spinny rides were always a negative for me.
Yeah, just constant throwing up. But I did see that.
Yeah, I probably would have passed away.
Just gave it up. Yeah, I think about that when we go to like the county fair. I'm like, these rides are
sus. Oh, they're jank. Last time I rode the Ferris wheel, I was scared. I was like, oh my God. This is going way too fast, and this is janky as hell.
Yeah, it's funny that we're talking about that, because my little sister, I kind of hung out with them while we were down there, and her husband, and they were talking about their ride in. They stopped at some Ferris wheel, and they're like, literally only two of the carts had like the foot rest at the bottom. The rest had all rusted off and shit. And I'm like, cool.
I'm going to have a hard pass on that.
I did see that there was another monolith that popped up this weekend. Another one. The Las Vegas Police Department shared it on Twitter. So I totally grabbed that up. We can look at that and screen share it. For those of you listening on the podcast, you're not going to get to see this because you have to come to the night shift on YouTube every other Wednesday.
This is true.
To get the goods. Those of you that are here, hit the like button, hit the notification bell, hit whatever else you hit on YouTube, because YouTube doesn't
I hate whenever I see things and I mean to talk about them and then I forget. Yeah,
I try to.
I saw something asinine right before I got on here. And I'm like, I'm totally going to bring that up. And then I've completely forgot.
I get that. I'm going to try to figure out how to screen share this. Make sure there's nothing nefarious on here. From Arizona Central. Oh, no, just a bunch of YouTube ads. That's great. That is great. Hold that thought. Oh, no. All right. I'm going to go and find a different article because this one is dumb. But yeah. Monoliths in Vegas. Anyone out here around Las Vegas, around Reno, somewhere? I don't know.
Twiz, that's usually when I see those, I send them to my personal Instagram account because I don't use that anyways. So I just bury a bunch of them in my personal one, but it was so quick that I was like, oh, I'll remember it. And I definitely didn't remember it.
Okay, let me figure out how to page share this here. Share screen. Okay, and here we go. So, yeah, giant monolith again appearing near Las Vegas.
Another shiny one.
Reflective, if you will. So this comes to us from the Salt Lake Tribune. Looks like something out of a sci-fi movie. Tall vertical column mirroring everything around it with no explanation of its purpose or origin. So,
as we know,
this definitely popped off big in 2020, like in the summer, I think, of 2020, right in the lockdown. These things were popping up everywhere. There were a ton of them. Then they kind of died off for a little bit with just little ones and twosies popping up. But I know we talked about one here not too long ago that popped up, and now we got a second one.
That looks cool, but it's still kind of lame. They need to be way more nefarious looking.
Yeah, that one just looks like a cloaking device. Yeah,
black ones. That one does look very cloaky.
Yeah, so if anyone's out here in this area, I don't know the specific spot, but I mean, the metropolitan.
I feel like at first glance, it would just fuck you up. Like, you'd be like, what? Why does it just look trippy over there? Like, why is there like this glitch bar?
What the hell is that? Trail in the Desert National Wildlife Refuge north of Vegas. Yeah, it's probably some sort of power source, Twiz, reflecting the sunlight.
Hopefully it's like those assholes that shine their brights in your rearview window, and you try to aim your rearview mirror back at them.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's what it's doing. It's just reflecting the sun's rays back at it and saying how you like it
all the time. I don't know if it works.
It probably does.
So yeah, anyone near Gas Peak in Las Vegas in the Desert National Wildlife Refuge, go put boots on the ground. If you take this thing, send it to us.
Yeah, we got a P.O. box. It'll definitely
There's
fit.
There's the one, the big main one that dropped in 2020. Which is weird. It's weird. People have a lot of time on their hands, but it does get people talking. Just sending this out into the ether. The next person, people, shadow government, nefarious entity that decides to drop one of these, if you could just carve the Hollow Sky logo into it before you do it, that would be sick and fly.
Or get some of our stickers and slap
them on. Yeah, you could do that.
That'd be pretty sick.
So, yeah, more monoliths. I'm going to stop screen sharing now. Hope you all enjoyed it. People listening to this, you missed out. Come to YouTube.
Sucks to suck.
And we're back.
Just is what it is.
We're back.
Is what it is.
Yeah, spontaneous human combustion.
But while we're on an extraterrestrial note, I want to tease my next episode because there's three things in there that are going to be fucking ridiculous. A tie-in to one of our more controversial cases.
Mm.
It's really fucking bizarre.
Mm. Does it rhyme with and then, said so?
Yeah. Yep, definitely does. And it's interesting. I don't want to give it away, but it's interesting. And then you have the ultimate tie-in to me, which now I'm 100% convinced me and him went through the same thing. And now I want to get him on the show.
Good.
I've messaged him on Instagram. I don't know if it's a fan created one or it's an account that got created just to solely promote the book or what, but I've had no response.
I did try to contact him through the actual show Facebook page, but it has nowhere to, I don't know if it's just because I'm on a page. It won't let me like add him as a friend or message him. I'm going to try to contact him through my personal account, which probably have about the same luck, but I'm going to shoot it out there.
Probably. It's worth a shot, though. And then the last one is in reference to a book that I haven't even really heard of. But there is some super fucked up information that I have not heard before in regards to the Greys. Like, I have not heard this information. I haven't heard anybody talk about it. I'm sure the people have. I'm sure the people have read the fucking book. The whole nine. But this is the first time that I've heard about it, and it is insane because it goes in depth about their anatomy and the likelihood that they were bioengineered alongside us, possibly from us. It's fucking crazy.
In the book, in the same book,
absolutely crazy. So you have the book that I'm doing it on. He references another book that this information came from.
I gotcha. Interesting.
And he did a fantastic job at finding other cases that resembled his experiences as well, which I left a lot of that shit out because a lot of that, if you want, you know, you're interested, please buy the book, support him, go read it. There's tons of like, he's a scientist. So he's able to insanely in-depth explain these things that a lot of it I kind of grasp, but it's still kind of beyond my comprehension because I don't know shit about that stuff. But really interesting.
It's been a dope series. If anybody that's hanging out here doesn't listen to the regular show, definitely go check it out. There's two installments we've got so far called Abducting a Scientist, Part 1 and 2. Go check it out. Kyle's going to wrap it up with the third one probably this coming Monday. Check it out because it's crazy how much it kind of parallels experiences that Kyle has.
Oh, the last one is the nail in the coffin.
That's what you like. I don't know the details, but all he sent me, he's like, I've been waiting for one particular thing to pop up in this book. And if it did, I'm going to contact this guy. And he said it just dropped and I don't know what to think about it. So.
Yeah. Cause it's almost, is literally almost identical to what I experienced.
That's creepy.
And it's fucking crazy because it feels like one of us copied each other. That's what it feels like.
I don't understand the reasoning behind making all these experiences so similar. Like when Twist said it's like a science experiment, keeping all your variables the same and see what changes, that stood out like crazy.
Which is
gross.
Yeah. Yep. It's stupid, man. Like it not only is that part stupid that it ties in my personal life, but the fact that it ties into the Bledsoe case is fucking ridiculous. Like the tie-in is literally identical, 100% identical.
It's weird.
100%. And if you even analyze it even further back, I'm pretty sure that Mr. Bledsoe described the first UFOs he saw as like bright suns in the sky.
It's weird.
It is weird. I don't know. Like I'm really excited for it because the last episode is just going to be ridiculous. And yeah, JJ, it should drop this weekend for patrons. As long as me and Steven can get it recorded tomorrow, that way I can get it edited and posted and yada, yada, yada.
We should be good. I only have to work an 8-hour day shift tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. But it's crazy. I'm excited about it. I'm really excited. And like I said, it didn't, I was kind of bummed for a second because it ended on his personal experiences and they started picking up with this other material. And I'm just like, what the fuck, you know? Then I kept reading. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is shit I've never heard before. Like, I really think that most of the listeners are going to shit themselves when they hear the biology of these grays. A lot of it makes fucking perfect sense. And then it's weird because he sees the white beings, but the white beings are actually the gray beings. There's a whole explanation to it that I'm not going to get into, but it's definitely interesting. And like I said, I'm dumbing it down tenfold in my episode, but he goes into why it does what it does. He goes into everything down to like cellular structure. He goes through all of it.
That's who I'm not even going to, I'm just going to wait till the episode drops before I get into questions.
it's good, man. It really is. I'm excited about it. I'm ready to get it out there. Cause I have not heard this information before.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people have, I don't have all the alien books in the world. I don't watch all the interviews. I'm getting there. Yeah. I'm trying, you know, but, it's definitely interesting and it makes sense to me.
And I feel like it hits differently when you have your own experiences that parallel his experiences.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
There's a type of validation there that you and him have, like a strange, it's gross because of how it went through, but almost like a connection with people that you have never met before, which is.
Yeah, I would really like to talk to him and tell him mine and get his reaction on that.
Because, I mean, it essentially could be one of his case studies. You know what I mean? Because it falls hand in hand with exactly what he's experiencing.
Yep. Like, there's so much that lines up with age and everything. It's just fucking weird. It's weird.
That's a terrible thing to think about.
That we're lab rats. That is one of his hypotheses at the end.
Yeah.
Because he does give like an overarching hypothesis on why they would be doing all these tests. You know, and he gives out multiple, but it's not exactly the best.
I know we've had quite a few people reach out about the third grade incident, saying that this is when they started getting interested in UFOs, aliens, ufology, or this is where they started experiencing things from.
That's that. Weird. That multiple people reach out.
Yes, there have been a few. Which is also weird. Like, why? I don't know. It's weird.
It's got to be an age thing.
Yeah.
It has to be.
Yeah. It's strange.
That is a good song.
Thanks, RD. We appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
We take all the good vibes that come our way. All the good word.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and like in going through this, it really makes you question a lot about where we are as a show and where like where I am as an individual. It makes you ponder bigger questions. Like, because I've asked that question before, like why am I not being contacted? You know, am I not ready for it? But then there's that part of me that's like, well, maybe that's a completely wrong angle. Maybe it's because my brain is so conflicting all the time. Maybe it's harder for us to be duped, so to speak. Because we do tend to point out and read into the opposite of what a lot of people do, like with the Bledsoe encounter. Everybody thinks it's the greatest, and we're kind of like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's weird. It's weird to sit and ponder those things.
I won't say forever because my thoughts in dealing and perceiving in absolutes have changed an awful lot since we started this, but I am firmly in the camp that whatever the phenomena is probably more nefarious than we want it to be.
I'm sure. Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Way more nefarious than we want it to be. And it's, I mean, I'm here for the light and love, and like these beings want what's best for us, but prove it. Don't talk about it. Don't come here and be like, hey, yeah, sir, if you do what we tell you to do, it's going to be all light and love. Just prove it. Don't talk about it. Do it. Make shit better.
And that's kind of where I'm at, you know, and it's kind of funny that you bring that up because I was thinking about reincarnation today or yesterday, one of the two. And I think I'm in a weird place with reincarnation now. Is the way I was thinking about it. Cause I got to thinking, I'm like, man, a lot of people think about reincarnation. They have an explanation of the, it's all learning experience, right? That's what most people's explanation to it is. Like you're here to learn something. And then once you learn that something, you move on. Right. Generally speaking, that's what a lot of people attribute reincarnation to. But then I got to thinking, I'm like, well, wait a minute. How the fuck is that supposed to work? Because logically thinking, if I don't learn my lesson in this life, and then going into my next life, I don't remember shit from my last life, how the fuck am I supposed to learn what I'm doing wrong? You know what I mean?
It's a flat circle.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because you can't remember anything from your past.
Dude,
so how are you supposed to know what to change or what not to change in your current go? So to me, that sounds more like an endless cycle for an unknown reason.
It's remember what Charlie said? We're destined to do this forever.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Always and forever going to be ominous to me.
Which I don't know what to make of that. Me and Kyle,
bro, I come back as a tick, I'm jumping in a fire.
That took a turn that I wasn't.
I'm just throwing that whole RD said, I don't want to come back as a tick. And I come back as a tick, I'm jumping in a fire.
Me and Kyle also, we don't learn good in the first place.
No.
So whatever higher power is expecting us to learn good needs to pull it back a little bit. Dumb it down a little bit. Cut us some slack.
And I agree, like with Olivia and stuff. But the fact of the matter is at the end of the day, even learning from different perspectives, how are you supposed to grow as an individual if you don't recognize all of the perspectives or recognize all of the lessons and failures? What is the overarching point of the entire process? Because at which point, to me, it makes it sound like I said, it's a never-ending cycle for whatever reason, whether that be nefarious or good.
That's 100%
factual. That's also true. That's also true.
Bob Tacular says, lessons are taught like put hand in fire, it burns, don't do that. But then we go, hold my beer. Put whole body in fire. Make more fire.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're absolutely not wrong. But I don't know. It's a weird thought process to sit and be like, well, wait a minute. You know, maybe there's something to the whole like soul harvesting, the perpetual cycle of building energy for some unknown species out there. I don't know. I don't want that to be the truth because that sucks.
Feeding off fear and trauma.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks.
Feel that in my soul. I don't want to come back. I've had enough of this shit show. Awesome. Don't bury me in a pet cemetery because I'm not trying to do this again. Let me tell you.
That's funny. And that sucks. It shouldn't be that way. We should not be living that way at all. Everybody knows that in their heart of hearts, we should not be living that way.
No, I think it almost puts a hindrance on us that like, that there's this promise of something greater beyond this life, you know, because then we almost diminish the life that we have. You know what I mean? If there's constantly a giant golden mansion at the end of this existence, you're going to be rushing toward that. You know what I mean? When you should just probably be focusing on us being here now, living the best life that we can be. Like, I feel like you almost need to have the mindset that this life, this 80 years we have on this planet needs to be enough. And if there is something beyond that, something before it, hell yeah. Cool. But if there's not, like, you need to make this life enough. And I'm not trying to.
That's true.
I'm not trying to like start any kind of uproar. I know I'm probably going to hear about it, but like you need to live your life like that, or else you're going to miss out.
But yeah, which is, I mean, essentially saying, you know, live each day like it's your last, because you don't know tomorrow's never promised. Right. Yeah. And that's the undying, you know, question there.
Sorry. I'm off my soapbox now.
It's all good thought though.
Yeah. Sometimes we get introspective here at the Hollow Cult.
Jamie, I could do that. I could find it.
A world that conditioned you. I think it's all, I've been working on this and I'm not doing exceptionally good, but I am mindful of it, to just try to control the controllable. You know what I mean? I feel like a lot of our stress and our anxiety comes from trying to change things that we have no ability to change. I feel like if we focus on the things that we can change, the little things in our lives that we do have control over, our quality of life will go up. If we just focus on the things we can change, the rest of the shit don't matter. Do I have to go to work? Yeah. Do I have to pay my bills? Yeah. Can I change that? Not really right now. So it doesn't fucking matter. Does it suck? Yes. But I'm not going to let that ruin the things that are good in my life or ruin the things that I can make better.
Yeah, I agree with that
to
a degree.
It's hard. It's easy to get.
Yeah.
It's easy to get in a rut and get into the negativity.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, people need to realize with every statement, there's also circumstances to 100%. Set statement. A lot of people don't. Like, a lot of people will make a hard statement and then somebody's like, but what if this? And you're like, well, of course, asshole, there's always circumstances, but please don't take it that direction. Yeah.
I'm kind of going through the chat here. Good point, JJ. Why do people think we just reincarnate back here to Earth?
Because this is truly a prison planet.
Kyle was onto something. Maybe we could be reincarnated as mermaids on Neptune. Is there water on Neptune?
Yeah, that's possible. I don't know.
Do mermaids...
Just say,
is water a necessity to have mermaids?
I don't know. I mean, I would assume so, because if not, their flippers don't do much good.
True. But there's other liquids, it's not water. Hey, Hollow Cult. If you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flour for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advance gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
Like soda.
The moon is a soul trap that recycles our souls back to Earth. I feel that. What even is the moon? Is the moon even real?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I've been seeing a lot of glitches in the Matrix videos and pictures lately. Fucking weird. I realize that they could be easily edited, but I'm going to pretend that they're not.
Soda mermaids?
No, not that cool. But I saw a picture of somebody recording out their window. And there was snow on the ground. And the sun was shining. And then they turned their camera toward the mirror. They turned their camera toward the mirror, which is right by the window. And in the mirror, you see it snowing outside. And I've seen several videos like that. I don't know if that's a trend and people are purposely doing that. However, I'm going to, for the sake of entertainment, I'm going to pretend that they're not. And I'm also going to be hopeful that they're not, because that's kind of cool.
Dylan did send me videos of it snowing in Idaho. So technically, it could have been snowing in another dimension on a prison planet.
Oh, for me, that's an easy question, RD.
Oh, we're getting philosophical. RD asks, would you rather live your life believing there's no God and find out there is, or live your life believing there's a God and find out there isn't?
I would rather live my life believing that there is no God and find out that there is.
Yeah, especially if he's forgiving.
Because the opposite is way more detrimental.
I'm a Kyle.
People aren't gonna lie. Yeah, I feel like that's a no-brainer. Because in my opinion, not saying this is the way that it would go, but in my opinion, if you are truly a good person in your core, and you live your life like a good person, that should still grant you access to the afterlife, so to speak.
Yeah, you don't have to believe in God to be a good person.
That would be my analysis on the situation. I know a lot of people out there strongly disagree with that.
Well, I'm sure we'll hear about it.
That's my take on it.
Yeah.
I think as long as those are the guidelines, I think you'd be all right.
I think you muddy the waters when you hold religion and morality hand in hand. I don't feel like those things have anything to do with one another.
Religion and morality? Yeah. What do you mean?
Like just because you subscribe to a specific way of thinking doesn't make you a good person.
Oh, you know what I mean? I agree.
They don't have,
yeah. I thought it was a different route there. I was kind of like, well, I mean, they kind of do in a way. They play off each other to a degree. But then when you say it like that, I definitely get what you're saying. Yeah.
That's kind of where I am. Like a lot of times that goes, people substitute one or the other. Like if you do this or because you do this, then you're a good person. And it doesn't work like that.
No, you're a good person because you're a good person. That's all. That's the bottom line there. There's no getting around that. You either are or you aren't. It's just facts.
Yeah. You can go to church every day of your life, pray to God every day of your life and still be a piece of shit.
This is true. I mean, we were informed that there are pastors that are possessed.
Yeah.
To wrap your brains around that one. Which I still want to look into because that is an interesting topic.
Oh, where are we at here in the chat? I'm trying to think of other weirdness. Again, like I said, it's been a busy week. I did raw dog the whole drive back, all 950 miles in one swath. So that was a good time. I left at 7 in the morning and got home at 10 at night. Outran some tornado. Maybe not tornadoes, but close. There were tornado chasers on the overpasses that I was hauling by.
That's cool.
I said, you guys have a good time waiting for that because I'm chopping out ahead of my boys.
I did that coming back from Georgia, and I was like, man, I'm not into all that. No, I did not see
haunted
that.
Dollar Greer. No, I did not. I did not know that there was a haunted Dollar General in Freeport, Florida. But I would investigate haunted Dollar General.
That is also not the first haunted Dollar General that I've heard of.
Well, there's one every three blocks. So I imagine it's about time they started getting haunted.
I thought somebody at one point was saying that the Dollar General down in Alton was haunted.
Probably.
Like lower Alton by Eastgate.
Haunted Dollar Tree. The Dollar Haulers are haunted.
I mean, that's not really that surprising.
For anybody that has a combo Dollar General, Dollar Tree, or Family Dollar, Dollar Tree, that's now will forever be considered the Dollar Hauler. He released all of his info.
Going hard in the paint.
Greer. Is Greer a plant or not? Not like photosynthesis plant. Like disinformation synthesis plant.
I don't know enough from Greer to make that statement.
Me either.
I'd have to look into
him. That's why I'm just asking.
More.
Greer. He looks...
I know a lot of people will disagree with me on this, but I think Tom DeLonge is a fucking false prophet tenfold.
I would talk to him on the show.
Oh, Tom DeLonge? I would too. And I would just be confused, but I would do it. I would ask him questions though. I don't know. I've got opinions on him, but
on DeLonge?
Here nor there right now.
On DeLonge.
Huh? Yeah.
He was the perfect mouthpiece for all of that. He already had a billion followers.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. I think some of the information he's been given is 100% real. That's how you start disinformation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best way to do it.
Yep. You feed just enough to get people to start listening. And then when people listen, you can tell them whatever the fuck you want.
Yep. That's what I think it is, personally. But that's me.
Did you guys know that when Tom sang, "Where are you?" he was actually singing to the aliens?
That's fucking true. Hopefully they fucking abducted him for it.
That's funny. That is funny. Chat is on fire tonight. For people listening in the podcast, you're missing out. I'm not saying come here and support YouTube because YouTube doesn't like us. But you can come and hang out with us.
YouTube doesn't like many people.
I get that. Oh, this is a great chat. You have to lace your lies with truth. Yeah. You have to sugarcoat the poison. That's what you gotta do.
Yep.
Olivia says, guys, I'm working on a fan art. I can't wait for you to see it.
That's 49:24 timestamp.
49:25.
I am oddly amused that people actually enjoy that so much.
Oh.
Calling out random timestamps.
Yeah. It's because we make fun of people that cry.
Well, I know, but it's just odd that other people find it amusing.
Check the holophone. Send in some pictures of some weirdness.
I got it charging right now. I might open the line here in a minute for a little bit before I jump off here. I'm going to have to make sure I'm off at a decent time because I've got to edit a show for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. We are playing steady catch up. That's what happens when we take no days off. When we do take days off, we have to make up for the days that we don't get to do stuff.
Right. Now my phone is not working. And I think it's trying to load all the text messages at once. Oh, now it's just completely spazzing out. What the fuck?
See? Quit. See? This is what happens.
Oh, there we go.
This is what happens when we go on vacation.
What? What is this shit? Has anybody ever seen this before? Oh, of course, you go away, asshole. What the fuck? I had a pop-up on my, I'm trying to get in the messages here, and it says, iMessage has signed out.
Well.
You may miss messages if you don't go change this. What is that? I've never heard that before.
My messenger's been all fucked up, too. Like, my
Facebook messenger. This is on fucking text message. Yeah.
Talk to Zuck. Talk to Musk and Zuck.
Well. Zuck is about to get these hands here.
Anybody
in a
with nerdy four-letter last names or nicknames, sus. Zuck, Musk.
I don't get it. Maybe, I don't know. It's probably because there's an update. You know what? I'm going to bitch real quick. You know what is the dumbest thing
taxes
ever about taxes. iPhones? No. Taxes are dumb, but the dumbest thing ever. I work outside all the time. So my little port here that you stick the charger in is always full of shit.
Coke dust. Not.
So with that being said, I got one of those magnet back chargers that just click to the back of your phone. Your phone will not work charging it on one of those if you don't update your phone.
Yeah.
If you miss an update, you cannot use the magnetic thing to charge your phone. Until you update it, which is the
because the government dumbest, wants to know what you're doing. They have to stay updated.
The dumbest thing ever.
Somebody sent us in a message on some platform, I don't know which, but they said, what if our phones are the black cubes?
Hmm? Oh yeah, was that on YouTube?
I don't remember.
Somebody recently just made a comment, and it was pretty good comment.
That's probably it.
That's good. That's good. I like that.
I don't.
Yeah, there is a lot of weird lore about iPhone, about how like the Apple one has bitten like Adam and Eve, yada yada yada.
Sus. Is what I say.
Oh wait, don't do that. That's dumb. Don't do looking my job. Don't do that. It's a terrible idea.
Just let the trees grow as God intended. Yeah.
Terrible, terrible idea. Look, bro, John. don't. It's terrible. It's no joke. It will destroy your body. I'm physically broke.
I'm 25 and dumb.
Well, don't. Be smart. Go do something better.
Yeah.
Way better. You know what? Better idea, Wade. Way better idea. Go be a lineman.
If you can climb a tree, you can climb a line.
Yeah. And you're going to make literally about three times as much as I make. So it's a really good idea to go do that.
We were all kind of dumb. I'm kind of dumb at 39.
There's no kind of about it.
That's a fact.
Twiz is about the only person in the chat that says he's smart as fuck.
We'd expect nothing less from Twiz.
That's also true. He does believe that a tree isn't a tree.
Molecules.
No, it's zeros and ones.
Molecular dichotomy.
Yeah.
A tree isn't a tree if you turn it into paper.
Next thing I know, trees are going to be Morse code.
A tree is a tree if you turn it into paper.
Yeah.
Paper tree. If you make a paper mache tree, then what the fuck do you have?
I don't know.
A tree.
A tree.
See? We've solved it.
I mean, it's kind of common sense. I also agree.
A tree by any other name is still a tree. That's true. What if? What if a human soul gets reincarnated as a tree? Then what is it? What is a human soul? Is a soul? Can a soul be human?
Yeah, that's why I just said let's just not do this. Let's not do this tonight.
Copy that.
Let's not argue about trees.
I'm the smartest kind of stupid you can get at 44.
I don't know. I'm also not smart.
Kyle has a point.
I give you a run for your money.
What other kind of weirdness we got going on? We're going to get the, guys used to talk about paranormal stuff.
Yeah, well, timestamp's also 55:58.
5:58 timestamp. Start your crying now.
You can't call in if I don't answer the
phone. Kyle is the gatekeeper of the hollow phone.
Guess what?
Block.
All I got to do is turn the phone over. Or, yeah, I could do that too. I could block. I could pick up and then just go hang up. You're breaking up, Twiz. And then push the mic over and be like, and go, like you have no idea.
Can you hear you, Twiz? I'm looking for some weird
stuff. Yeah, somebody did make that statement about the alien implants matching Neuralink.
Creepy.
Also weird, RD, because we just did a listener experience. So it's something kind of similar.
Drops Thursday.
It's literally right before the show here.
It's weird. I do have something I can show on my phone once I find it.
Oh, yeah, Chris, welders don't smart good either. They get paid a lot more than I do, though. So you're a bit smarter.
So I follow my homie Sandman over at Para Reality Podcast, and he posted this on his Twitter that he found his local Arby's. I don't know what Arby's has got going on, but I'm here for it.
Oh, that's
I'm here cool. for it. The return is near. Apparently, the Roman numerals sign up for like July 1st or something. Something's coming back.
Why? You know what? I know what it is. It's my favorite sandwich ever. They're bringing it back for me. I don't remember what it's called.
Good. You're not going to know when it's there.
Oh, Shauna, tell me. She's always looking up that shit.
Shout out to whoever's Arby's viral management. Arby's. Let's go. It's potato That's cakes.
That's pretty good.
I eat at Arby's like once a year.
I used to eat there all the time when they had the best sandwich ever, but then they got rid of it, and I'm like, fuck this place. It
was
so good
you can't remember what it was.
Yeah, no, I remember what it was. I just don't remember what it was called. It was like a turkey sub with bacon, lettuce, and then it had like a spicy mayo on it, and they toasted the sub. Oh, it's great. It was fantastic. Now the only thing I get from there are, what do you call them? The jalapeno poppers.
Yeah, their poppers are good. I'll give them that.
Do you use the sauce with them?
Yeah, the Bronco Berry sauce?
Dude, that's what's up right there.
We're not sponsored by Arby's for anyone that's curious, but we would.
It sounds so stupid, It sounds so stupid. Bronco berries. Like you think jelly.
Which I mean,
whenever you think it, but then you combine it all and you're like, okay, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
French dip is fire. We got a lot of Arby stands in here. I don't either very much.
No, we got a lot of people that fuck with one thing.
Yeah.
Arby's.
Is there a haunted Arby's that we could investigate?
Yeah, all we would do is gain like 50 pounds. Fine.
What's 50 more? Send it.
I would have heartburn so bad because I would just eat all the jalapeno poppers.
Worth it. What's worth it?
I ain't mad at it.
What else? Oh, I've been messing with possibly some new merch. If you guys are interested in that, we've been selling through some of the back stock. So we got some ideas for some new stuff coming. New t-shirts, maybe.
I don't think it had grapes. I don't remember grapes.
That's the chicken salad, isn't it?
Yeah, that makes me think of chicken salad, which I do fuck with that. I do fuck with the purple grapes in chicken salad.
I'd go to war for the buffalo wings and curly fries.
That's dedication. Yeah.
I fuck with buffalo wings. They're probably my favorite food. Oh. October is supposed to be when the big disclosure is coming for all the whistleblowers who have gone underground. I hope so.
I hope so too, but I'm afraid it's all just this.
People talking.
Like literally how many years in a row have we heard?
Yeah. Thing? Something big is coming.
I do hope it's true though. I'm not stealing that from you, JJ. I do hope it's true.
People constantly, my whole Twitter feed for the last like,
send me some chicken salad. I like chicken salad. We got a PO box.
We were told not to accept gifts, especially ones that are eatable.
And guess what? Did we give a fuck then? No. Are we going to give a fuck now? You got a
giant six-legged demon tracking us, getting you stuck in elevators? Yes.
That sucks. Yes. But guess what? Food's good.
No chicken salad for him. They probably don't have chicken salad in hell, El Presidente.
Guess what? They're about to.
What? I don't think chicken salad would last. I feel like it would spoil in hell. Seems a little hot.
Yeah. But you're in hell, so it is what it is.
My ring light really has my look at this. Look at my face shining here. I like it. But yeah, we're doing some new merch stuff maybe in the works. Got some other stuff. So should be cool. I don't know. Maybe it's not cool. What kind of shirts you guys want? We're thinking about popping out. I want a Hollow World Order shirt because A, yes, right?
I'm not opposed to it.
We need to run the metal logo again.
Yeah, I definitely want one of those shirts for myself.
Those are sick.
JJ wants hoodies. I hope you guys know you pay arm and a leg for hoodies.
There is no way for us to sell hoodies to you guys at a respectable price.
No. I mean, I'm good with breaking even on them.
But they are expensive. And hats.
They are fucking expensive.
We've tried to make hats. Do you know how much they want for hats? Like the stocking caps, we found a good deal on. But like trucker hats and flat bills, ignorant. And me and Kyle have like this moral conscience to where we're like, man, we're not going to sell these for a price that we wouldn't buy them at. And unfortunately, we can't get them made for a price that we would buy them at.
Also true. Oh, I'm 100% down for basketball jerseys. Let's fucking go.
That would be sick.
And my son would be way down for him too.
Gage wears a chain.
I know. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
He knows what he's doing.
He does. He's ahead of the game.
Also,
he is the swag lord.
Well, that's your name in my phone.
Well, he's going to take over the reins whenever I leave this ethereal plane. Gage can take over the swag lord. You don't have to be sorry, Olivia.
That's extreme dedication. We haven't had anybody do that yet, and I don't recommend it.
Yeah.
I don't recommend.
Yeah.
That is, do not recommend.
Allsky logo, my cat. Which one? We got, we just dropped that new logo. Just dropped that new. Let me see if I can pull it up. I can screen share that mug. Maybe.
What is it?
The new logo.
Oh, the new logo. Yeah.
It's pretty sick and pretty fly.
Yeah, you know what? It's not relevant, but it is relevant. I'll just say who it is. Tony and his new merch. His new merch is weird timing because two of his designs are virtually straight up from us. However, I also don't think that he knew about those designs either. So that shows a like-mindedness, but it's fucking weird because I made an old shirt a long time ago. You can search it on my personal Instagram. And I love the idea behind it, but it's so close to one of his shirts where I'm like, gosh, damn it. Now I don't know if I can recreate it later.
We are basically sister shows, right?
Yeah. He definitely wouldn't give a fuck.
I can't find the OG one. Anyway.
What circle?
Huh?
Draws that circle behind you. Oh, a girl might crawl out.
Oh, this, the portal behind the regular.
Oh, I was going to say, because I'll draw a fucking circle right now.
Yeah, I guess I can just pull it up on my phone for those. Or you can just look, the little Facebook logo. It's on the Facebook now. I changed it on the Twitter, too, I think. It's a UFO with a bunch of men in black under it.
Yeah, I'm going to change it. I'm going to change it on everything. But I haven't had time because I've just been trying to do everything I can to get these shows done. My writing, that is. Because it's a lot to read and write for me.
Yeah.
With everything I have going on. So
doing
three in a row is a lot.
So question. First off, definitely jump over to Tony's website since he always rides for us. We got a ride for him too. He just dropped, I think it's merkmerch.com. They just dropped all that new merch. They're dropping a bundle. So if you fuck with Tony, go over there and definitely snag up some of his goodies.
I was going to try, but then he made me mad because he false advertised.
Never mind.
He put a thing on Discord. Well,
don't
was
go over there. Buy our shit instead.
No, this is when I was on vacation. He posted a thing about merch, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to buy one of his fucking shirts. So I clicked on it, and then it just says, psych, coming soon. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You cannot post that you have merch and then not have it.
Psych.
And then he posted a thing today about it, about how he has merch up, and I was like, well, you missed your note, man. I get into money spending moods where I'm like, I'm going to spend some money today. And then the rest of the time, I'm like, I'm broke.
I'm the same. But yeah, question for anybody that has any legal brains. How illegal is it for us to use the likeness of a specific pop star in merch if it's not her exact photo, but it's a, you could say it looks like her? If we were to use it, is there a cease and desist somewhere in there? And can I say we'll cease and desist if you come on our show? Where are we at here?
Yeah, I don't know how
that I don't know. Works. I'm not an illegalologist.
That's one crowd we haven't tapped into, to my knowledge, is lawyers.
Yeah. If it's AI, they're running.
It'd be cool.
I am?
It would be cool.
If it's AI, you're fine. It's already done. It's together. All I need to do is...
John just straight fucking threw you under the bus. Good. There.
She can come get it. I ain't afraid of some fucking old god. Come get it.
It actually doesn't look like her.
Good.
To me.
That is even better.
The more I look like it, look at it, it looks more like I can't even say her name, but it's the chick from Resident Evil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Mila fucking
Mila Zombievich.
Yeah, that one. That one.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, this is an AI rendition of Taylor Swift.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I changed some of her. I didn't even use her official lyrics on the back. I changed them around. I say we run it. Because if she wants to throw a fit about it, guess what? Good PR for us.
Yeah, until she fucking bankrupts us.
Come.
Dude. I'm not trying to lose my last
Austin job. Todd after him. He doesn't do anything else.
You're right, John. Supposedly Britney's coming out with all the real information in the future. That's what I heard.
Good. Britney can get it too.
Oh, she's just been around with a knife.
She will stab us.
Yeah.
I hope she does make a song about me. About both of us.
I don't give a fuck about saying nobody's name. Fuck that.
As long as you ain't using copyrighted or trademarked images or lyrics, you'll be fine. Sounds like we're in the go.
No, Twiz, it's Dark Ray LLC. Media. LLC.
We are under that umbrella.
Yeah, so we do what we want. I don't know how law stuff works.
No, it doesn't matter.
I mean, to rich people, it does.
Realistically.
Like if somebody used our image, I would just say you're dumb.
Yeah, but that would get her talking about our show, which would probably do way more positive than negative for us.
It's also true.
Can you imagine 100 million Taylor Swift fans leaving us negative reviews?
Oh, dude, we'd be down to like -6.5 on the review scale. We'd have 40,000 reviews and they'd all be negative.
Which, I mean, that's still clicks, baby. Still clicks. Even negative clicks are clicks. I think it's a banger shirt.
It does and look cool.
We already got a Patreon episode out calling her an old god. So she didn't come after that, did she?
Well, she's not on Patreon. How the fuck's she gonna know?
Yeah, because she's cheap.
Also true.
If she was really about that life, she would support an independent podcast up and coming. Not up and coming.
Yeah. Marilyn Manson it. Just all press is good press.
Yeah. I tried to get Marilyn Manson on the show. He doesn't respond.
He's not
a Patreon member either.
He needs to be.
I did listen to some of Taylor's new album, and she is a paranormal entity.
I believe that, but I ain't listening to her shit. That stuff
sucks. I didn't say it was good, but it's weird.
I ain't listening to it.
Like levitating and all kinds of shit she's talking about. Like she's in her like.
That's weird.
Yeah. She is cringe, but she can be. Okay. Since we're on this horse for a little minute, since we got a little minute here before we got to get off of here. I don't understand how she's as popular as she is. Somebody explain that to me. Right?
I don't know.
Because what is she doing that's any different than 100,000 other people are doing? Nothing. But, like those videos we watch where she sells out stadiums and there's still 50,000 people that couldn't get in singing outside.
That is weird.
That's crazy. She even addresses it in one of her songs. I don't know what song it was, but she said, what does she say? I put narcotics in all my songs. That's why you're still here singing along.
That's a weird fucking lyric too.
You're just blatantly out there saying, look, spiritual narcotics in these spells that I put on this track, which is why you're all still here.
It's definitely concerning.
Yeah, JJ.
Definitely concerned.
Yeah. Like the same, I can't remember the name of the song, but she, like, one of the lyrics is, I leap from the gallows and I levitate down the street. Sus.
Yeah, that's definitely a witch lyric. Sus there.
Lyric.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, believe me. Believe me, JJ. You don't want lyrical warfare with me.
Kyle.
It's a freestyle artist. I'm one of the greatest freestyles ever.
Yeah, I do know. I told you I listened to him driving to South Dakota. I was in a weird headspace. I was trying to figure out if Taylor Swift, she's not a demon because she's not cool enough to be one. But could she be like an old god? Probably. That's why everybody's all about her. Did she sign some kind of spiritual contract with a possible demon to make her famous? Probably. Because, I mean, she's not that good. There's no reason for her to be as popular as she is.
I wonder that about a lot of artists, though.
Yeah, but I think it's her longevity is what's the craziest for me. Anything she puts out just skyrockets.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. And it is odd. And I don't know where to go with that. You know, is there something behind it, or is it just really good fucking marketing?
Well, at this point, it's going to be hard to differentiate because she's already so established.
That's what, yeah, exactly. That's
and I feel I mean. Like she could release a rap track and people would put it to number one immediately.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, John. How long was her Crossroads deal for?
I don't know. I don't know nothing about that life.
Uh-uh. But something's up. If you haven't listened to that Patreon episode, it starts off a little slow. Then I find some literature about it, and it gets weird. So she does have a song with Post Malone. Her songs are bartering souls for her fans to prolong her deal. I did see that she was singing on top of a giant black cube. Maybe she is a, I don't know the word I'm looking for, sentinel of Saturn.
Dude, I'm telling you, that comment we got on one of the episodes about Saturn was fucking legit.
Yeah, it was pretty solid. I wish I would have read the whole thing, but
it was legit.
I'm not good at reading.
Yeah, I wish Terrence Howard would come on our show. I'd just be like, yo, dude, hustle and flow.
Yeah, I feel like that dude discovered esoteric Reddit and then just word vomited everything that he read on there.
I would fucking definitely talk to him. But I'd be like, dude, you gotta tone it down.
Dumb it down for us there.
Yeah, we gotta have a little bit different of a cal. You can't just spit big words at me and expect me to understand everything.
Yeah. Rogan was like, the snippets I saw, he was just letting him cook. Just let him cook.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just let it.
Hey, I don't give a fuck what you think. Hustle and Flow is a good movie. And solely because of that, I'll let him come on the show.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Then I'd be like, yo, dude, can we use that song for our intro song from now on? He'd be like, yeah, for sure. Which would be hilarious.
It would be. It's a catchy song. Duh. How is he not higher than Taylor Swift on the charts?
Twist knows it. Twist knows it.
There's a wrestler on NXT named Trick Williams. Whenever he comes out, people yell, whoop that trick.
Yeah.
Shout out to wrestling. Shout out to NXT. But yeah. Yeah. What a great night shift. We didn't talk about a lot of paranormal stuff, but.
Yeah, we did. We did a solid hour. I mean, it's only 1 hour, 19 minutes, 8 seconds, 8 seconds,
9 seconds, 10, 11 seconds now.
Yeah.
Averted.
That's too fast.
But
try going too fast.
Yeah. So if you're listening, I don't think
we have a lot else to
do. A whole ass commercial for art. We did. We should get some free poppers.
Hey, that's the least you could fucking do. The least.
Any other artists that we think?
Not those like 5 hour old ones either. I'm talking like fresh.
Any other artists that you think maybe old gods? I haven't really looked into it all that much, but Taylor just specifically stands out because of the fandom and how they react to her. Something is up there because there are pop stars that are just as big as she is. Like, I don't know, Katy Perry or Madonna or whatever, but they still don't have like the following is insanity. Like if there was ever a war, I feel like I need to be on whatever side she's on because she has so like her fans will chop you up if she says to do it. That's the amount of control I feel like she has over them. Which is scary.
Yeah, that's not cool if they all have stuff to chop you up.
Scary.
It is scary.
It is scary. How about how everyone knows all the lyrics to Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody, no matter what age, and even if they haven't heard it before?
I wouldn't say that I know all.
I know the ones from Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
Wayne's World did a lot for that song.
Touche.
And on that note, what about every ancient culture in the world that have no ties with other ancient cultures all have dragons in them? Riddle me that. If dragons aren't real, how does every ancient culture depict dragons?
Because we're supposed to fight a dragon.
That's what I said.
If that's on the table, I'm in.
That's what I said.
I'll fucking fight a dragon.
That's great, Twiz. That's great.
Yeah. It's very adult of you.
European dragons. European in the corner, Twiz. Ha!
Got him
on the mic. Dragons are dinosaurs.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
Dinosaurs were not a thing till the 1900s.
No, not that one. RD. Just remember that the devil was over the choirs of heaven and made music as he walked. So when they say the devil is in the music, he really is.
That sounds kind of sick.
That's what I mean. That's pretty fucking cool. It sounds metal. You sure the devil's not a metalhead?
You sure he's not a member of Casket Breath?
In Tenacious D, he was definitely a metalhead.
That's the Jersey Devil is a member of Casket Breath.
That's true.
Shredder. Super Shredder. Shreddy Krueger, if you will.
Anybody else fuck with Tenacious D in the picture?
Anybody else fuck with Casket Breath?
Steve's little brother is in that movie, if you all didn't know.
Yeah.
He's 100% in that movie.
If you know him, you know him.
little Jack Black looks identical to Little Dilmo.
Yeah, Little Dylan went through this phase where when I was a metalhead, he tried to be a metalhead and he grew his hair out. And
hell yeah. Did he look fucking identical?
I think I did a side-by-side comparison of him.
He looks identical. It's awesome.
It is awesome. Oh, Oh shit, there's a Casket Breath on Spotify. There better not be.
What? That'll be fucked up if it's on our it shit. No, we ain't on Spotify. Maybe we accidentally jacked somebody's fucking band name.
I misspelled it wrong.
It's like the easiest thing to spell.
I know. It better not be on Spotify. But no, I'm assuming it's not us. Because the only place we're at is on the Patreon.
That's a way cooler fucking band name. Blaster. Yes. That's so much better. So much better.
Oh, I just typed in Casket Blaster. You guys, one name at a time here. My brain's trying to process what's going on. Oh, there is a Casket Breath. Get out of here, you nerds.
Is there really? Are they good?
They have 0 monthly listeners and no music. So,
oh, that sucks.
Someone probably immediately created it once that dropped. Nice try, nerds. Fight us. We'll have Todd, our lawyer, come after you, and we'll Taylor Swift your ass. I would talk to Maynard. We're talking about Maynard Keenan from Tool, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Maynard from the chat.
We'll talk to Maynard from the chat, too.
I was like, Maynard's not deaf.
Yeah, there's a Casket Breath on there. 0 Spotify's.
Well, then you're not real.
Probably a little nerd.
Yeah, you probably just tried saving the name.
Nice try.
Now I got to figure out the holophone because the holophone's broke because it has a bunch of dumb shit going
probably
on.
Probably got attacked by a bear, a shark bear. Well, we plan on opening the lines tonight, but unfortunately.
Yeah, and then my phone just it took a shit for some reason. I'm going to have my wife look at it. She's a retired AT&T service tech.
AT&Tologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried our best. Which is a lot of
Because I wanted to. I'd also like it on some episodes to pose a theory, kind of like the reincarnation chat we were having, and then open the lines and be like, "Hey, you know, if any of you guys want to input on this conversation, by all means, call in, put a little something in, exit stage to the left, and we'll continue the conversation." So I think that could be kind of fun.
All fun and games until someone loses an eye.
Well, I'm not trying to lose an eye. Same. Those are important.
Sometimes you got to crack a few eggs when swinging a sledgehammer at the bus stop.
No, I'm not losing an eye. If I do lose an eye, it's got to be my left one. I'm right eye dominant. So
is that some kind of esoteric occult symbolism? If you have one eye,
I don't know. Probably
doesn't matter which eye you lose.
I'm not trying to lose my right eye.
Both my eyes suck.
Yeah.
Oh, which I got made fun of. Interestingly enough, I went to this in Keystone. I went to this weird tourist attraction. It's one of those like it's called the Cosmo Mystery Spot. It's where like water runs uphill and all this weird gravitational weirdness, right?
It's weird.
And it was cool. And like they had all these, I don't know, different angles and shit was rolling the wrong way. And you walk into this cabin and the gravitational pull's all fucked up. I don't know. It was weird. But our tour guide singled me out a lot. Because I was making fun of her jokes. I deserved it.
Wow.
But everybody did get a laugh because my eyes aren't good. So I thought you all should know. If you're ever in Keystone, go to the Cosmo Mystery Spot and make fun of the tour guides.
Because then they'll make fun of
you,
apparently. And
they will use you as a guinea pig to whatever they've got going on, which is sus.
Chris, I hope you are referring to this when you talk about safety squints. Because we've all definitely done that. And I know that there's legit logic behind doing that as well. When you're like, oh, I don't have any glasses. I know what I'll do. I'll just close my eyes almost all the way and then perform the work. Yep, that's it. Definitely. I love that that's a thing.
David, it's not like Ripley's Believe It or Not. It's really just on the side of this mountain. And the story is that these college kids in the 50s found this old mining cabin. And when they went in there, the gravitational pull was so jacked up that they decided to try to build a different cabin. And it also was jacked up, like water runs uphill. And the first thing they did was there was two concrete platforms right next to one another. And they put a level on them. Everything's level. And when you stand on one and put another person that's your same height on the other, they're like 8 inches taller. And then when you switch, it switches as well. It doesn't matter the height of the person. Whoever stands on like the north side is always going to be taller. It's one of those kind of things. I think it has more to do with your perception and being on the mountain. It's weird. We walked into the cabin and like gravity was so jacked up. My little sister's husband immediately started getting motion sickness, had to leave. It's interesting. Yeah, the trees grow all weird. I posted some pictures like the trees on the side of the mountain grow all bent like away. I don't know. It's weird. It was cool. It was 14 bucks.
It probably made me sick.
Yeah, he had to leave.
They
had like a medicine ball on a rope and you push it uphill and it's easier to push it uphill than it is to push it downhill, which is exactly the opposite of how you would perceive it to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. I don't know if it's on the 37th parallel, JJ. It's called Cosmo Mystery Spot.
It sounds like, what was that TV show? It was really good. You watched it too. No, it's cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
With the triangle guy.
I can't think of the name of it.
Me either. That sucks because that was a good cartoon. It makes me wish I still had Hulu.
What's he on? Gravity Falls. There it is. If you guys haven't watched Gravity Falls and you want some weird esoteric cartoonisms,
it's good.
Check it out. One of my favorite villains of all time is Bill Cipher.
It's definitely a good one.
Yeah, when he rearranges all the holes on your face.
That sucks. Yeah. That sucks.
There was a Neverending Story 3.
I don't know.
I don't either.
No idea.
Oh, but it's about 9:30. Kyle still got to edit and go to work tomorrow. I also have to go to work tomorrow. That sucks. That is awful.
Then we got to record episode tomorrow night. Yeah. So I get that posted for the weekend to the patrons and Monday for everybody. Because it's going to be awesome. It is going to be good. Trust.
What is no input, RD? What are you talking about? What if reincarnation, but you're an atheist and you come back as a tree, and once you go big and tall and strong, you get cut down and turned into paper and they print the Bible on you? Well, I don't know.
Sucks.
What if they print something else
on you? Sounds like a lesson.
At that point, I'm cut down. I'm turned into a paper.
Yeah, irony. That's a good one.
I wouldn't be alive. Twiz sends us hate from Indiana. Well, energy's energy, so I'm going to take it.
That's definitely one way of looking at it. At least you're
thinking about us, Twiz.
This is true.
Anyway, it's 9:30. There's still like 50 of you in here, which is about the norm. So thanks for hanging out with us. timestamp. 1 hour, 33 minutes, and 1 hour and 34 minutes timestamp. So again, hit the like button, comment on all the shows, try to get us back in the YouTube algorithm. Everything's been like blacklisted here lately. Like our TikTok has like 73,000 followers, and I'll post a video and it'll get like 60 views. So how is that even possible? So probably Musk and Zuckerberg.
It's all for a reason.
Yeah. Thanks for everybody hanging out. Thanks for a great night and just being chill and talking weird stuff and being cool. And if you're listening on the show, come and try it. Come and try out one of these. It's a good time. You know, just try it. And that being said, everybody stay safe, stay weird. Enjoy your work week. And until we meet again, just try it. You might like it.